Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Grand Rising and Better Love. You are listening to the Truth to Power Show, and I'm Beverly, and we have Eddie Rodriguez with us tonight, and we're listening to Latin Music Diary of South Bronx to Southern California. We're listening to the Cuban sound also. And your mind, body, spirit have to move with that beat and vibration that's going on. Thank you, Eddie Rodriguez, for joining us and bringing this music here to us to listen to.
Well, thank you very much, Beverly, for inviting me. Better love to you and your audience. And it's a better day when we have music to move the body and. And I thank you very much for allowing me to come on your program and bring you some of this music that I've been exposed to throughout my career of 40 years in the Latin music industry. So, D, coming to you from Detroit. I'm here in Puerto Rico, and it's a pleasure once again to be on your program.
Well, thank you. Thank us. Wow, that's great. And this is happy music, and this is the time that we need that happy energy, the push through all of the negativity or whatever else that's going on.
With that going on, the thing about this music, it comes from a very special place, what we're listening to tonight. It comes from Cuba, and this music has been forbidden in the USA. We've spoken time. And, you know, the thing is that it makes you move. It moves the spirit.
Yeah.
The music is something that wasn't allowed to come into the U.S. because of the powers of the Cuban exile community. Once again, the people that left Cuba were the people that had money as soon as, the downfall of the Batista dictatorship and the new dictatorship came about with Fidel Castro. Once again, the exile community was the elite of Cuba, and they came to the U.S., and a lot of them landed in Miami and set up their fort there pretty much, and Miami became Little Cuba. And a lot of them had very much technical, they had technical experience. They had worked at radio stations and television stations, so they owned the stations and the radio stations and the television networks. So in Cuba, so when they landed, one of the first things they did was they stopped anything that would benefit Cuba, Fidel Castro. And one of those things was the music and the artists were performing at the time. A lot of artists, from Cuba did become American citizens. They did seek asylum. And Celia Cruz was one of them. There were many, many others. But the music that they were playing at that time was traditional Cuban music, guaguancó, which later all that music turned into salsa music. But today, that music that we just heard evolved. That music today that we heard from Irakere, the first Cuban group to ever win a Grammy, that was back in the 70s, was called Songo, S-O-N-G-O. And then from there, you're going to hear some more music from this group, Juan Formel, rest in peace, who had his created a group called Los Van Van. And the Van Van, V-A-N-V-A-N, meant there they go, Van Van, they're going, where are they going? They're going to the sugar cane to cut sugar cane because that was the industry that Fidel Castro, that was the work he had for everybody. And so they used to take kids and to get everybody in trucks and take them to cut sugar cane. So there they go, but there they go, what we said, por ahí van. And so the group Van Van. And so we'll hear from them. There were another, these are the originators of the rhythm, of the creators of the rhythm. And, once that music is still going today, that rhythm, that beat is going today. It's called Cuban salsa today. So it's an honor to be here to just expose some of that music and talk about the politics, how they held back people from the U.S. in particular, because the entire world knows of this music and dances to this music, except the United States. Every once in a while, we'll get a group from Cuba on a cultural exchange program or based on a constitution that, you know, you cannot ban cultural culture from exchange of culture from one country to another, no matter what the conflicts are. And that's the case with Cuba. You'll see a live group from Cuba come on, you know, come to the U.S. on tour. But, you know, you won't see them played on, you won't hear them played on the radio, and you won't see them promoted on Spanish TV. So, and all the Spanish TV shows, the most important ones are in Miami. So you can forget about any of these groups making it on the air. But I think tonight's show, you know, can at least give everyone that's listening a taste of the music that's forbidden, still forbidden. In the USA, the music that we call today Cuban salsa, which is comes from the Cuban rhythm timba that originated from the Cuban rhythm songo, which the traditional Cuban rhythm is called son, S-O-N. And that's the music that we know as Cuban music with guitars and Guantanamera and one of this is social club and stuff like that. This is dancing. This, I mean, that's for dance. That was for dancing too, but this is for modern dance. And you see some of these kids dancing with us, I mean, you have to be an athlete. I'm telling you, because the mood is so incredible. The dance part is, as much as the music sounds great, it sounds better live. And that's number one. And number two, it's even better when you dance it, or if you know how to dance it. But you move. It makes you move sitting down, standing up, beating, you know, tapping your toes. It's happy music, like you said. And without any further ado, let's listen to some Los Van Van on more of on Talk Radio, Truth to Power with Beverly D. And I appreciate you inviting me on your show, Beverly. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Voy a hacerte una versión de las tantas que han habido. Dos mujeres y tres maridos buscaban su ubicación. Dos mujeres y tres maridos buscaban su ubicación.
Timba, timba y timba,
oh, oh,
quiero con dos sabores.
Oh, oh, oh,
dale, timba, se fue con timba. Dale, timba, escapó con timba.
Aburrida, quiso hacer cambio de vida y no hay nadie que la entienda. No quiso bailar más rumba y quiso cambiar de estilo, cambiando al temba por tumba, así cambia de marido. Cambiando al temba por tumba, así cambia de marido. Paso para timba, para cambiar de sabor. De tumba paso para timba, para cambiar de sabor.
Timba, tumba y timba,
oh, oh, oh.
Quiero con dos sabores,
oh, oh, oh.
Dale timba, se fue con tumba. Dale tumba, escapó con timba.
Oye, y se formó el despelote, se formó.
día he recibido una nota diciendo que no podías con mi situación, que la paciencia se agota, que no bastaba el perdón, que ya tu vida era otra, que fue muy lindo el amor aquel que se vivió, pero que ya terminó. Y es verdad que yo te dije mentiras, eran mentiras por miedo a perder ese amor que sosegaba mi vida. También es verdad que aniquilé tu confianza, pero el amor cuando llega se viste de guerra y defiende su causa. Solo hace 3 días he recibido una nota que me rompió el corazón, y yo te pido que bien recapacita y haz otra. Otra. Es verdad que yo te dije mentiras, y eran mentiras por miedo a perder ese amor y sosegaba mi vida. También es verdad que aniquilé tu confianza, pero el amor cuando llega se dice de guerra y defiende su causa. Y llevo 3 días muriendo, malo a chateo más, agonizando de amor. ¿Y qué puedo hacer? Se me ha ido la vida, fue la esperanza, sigo sufriendo por esa mujer. Tan solo queda recuerdo de lo que bien pudo ser y ya no será. Se me ha ido la vida, fue la esperanza, sigo sufriendo por esa mujer. He sido un estúpido y estoy arrepentido. Analiza tu corazón y devuélveme el amor. Y que me robaste, me lo pido.
Amor es como un boomerang y te va y regresa. Amor es un rompecabezas que yo no puedo resolver porque le falta pieza.
Yo sé que tú me estás cargando y que tú no quieres que yo me vaya.
Déjate querer, déjate amar.
Deja esa bobería y métete en mi calle.
la puerta, que el negro está cocinando.
We are listening to the music that was forbidden from Cuba, that was forbidden in America. So we're able to listen to it thanks to Eddie Rodriguez, who's bringing this exciting, happy music to us, this Cuban music to us. And thank you again, Eddie Rodriguez.
Well, thank you, Beverly. I have one question. Did you feel it?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, the influence of Africa cannot be denied in this music. I mean, you know, a lot of the rhythm we just heard in the background with the drumming was some drumming call from Bata, but B like in boy, A, Adam, T, Tommy, A, Adam, Bata drums. These are ceremonial drums that are used in what they call bembes, or these gatherings by the Santeros, which is a religion that was derived from the Yoruba tribe of Africa that worshipped Mother Nature, the river, ocean, trees, the air, the fire, the wind. And, you know, this is something that was instilled in these peoples, you know, thousands of years ago. And 400 from years ago, in 1490 and onward into the 1500s, you know, we had a lot of slaves from Africa come to the New World, because the Spaniards, mostly the Spaniards and other countries that invaded these islands and, you know, started to take to really. They were called conquistadors because they came in the name of God, you know, saying that, you know, they had to help these people. But what they did was they killed most of them off, the indigenous people of these lands, including the USA. You know, a lot of the indigenous people from these islands and these countries were mostly slaughtered. And because of the lack of labor they had, thought of, well, let's just go ahead and import slaves. And as a result, you had a slave trade, you know, that even in New Orleans, you have still they recognize a place where they used to sell slaves, you know, sell human beings. And so, you know, the pain of that, number one, I think, and the drums, you know, all come together with this music that we're listening to now. You have American, you know, you have the regular drum kit, and we have drummers. Then you have the Latin percussion, you know, which are the congas and the you know, the cowbells and, you know, the maracas and the bongos. And then you have the, we just heard now, ceremonial drums, the bata. And then you have a piano and bass, and you got horns. And then you have a vocalist that sounds like they are going through something. They sound like they're singing from the heart, even if you don't understand the language. So, you know, all that combined, I think, is what I really wanted to talk about and bring to the light, you know, for people to realize that it's not just, you know, the prophecy you're listening to in the nightclubs and the radio stations. So, moment. And even today, even salsa music is not heard as much as Latin urban music, which is, as you know, artists like Bad Bunny and artists like Daddy Yankee or, you know, Don Omar or J Balvin or Karol G or Ozuna. You know, these artists are multi-millionaires in just a matter of years. You know, the music they now, the music of today, which is Latin urban, A lot of raging hormones, you know, in the lyrics and even in the visuals and the music videos, you see a lot of, you know, just very provocative dancing. Mm-hmm. However, you know, music that we're listening to also has a provocative dance, but it's not a provocative dance, because when I saw people dancing that were 90 years old. dancing to this rhythm that we're listening to tonight, timba, or what we call today Cuban salsa. And then I saw children, you know, 4 or 5 years old, boys and girls, they're just moving like their grandma, their moms, because they felt the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it wasn't anything sexual. It was more sensual or rhythmic, I want to say. Your body, your shoulders, your
right.
hips, you know. So that could be construed as something, you know, negative, but no, it's like, you know, you don't say belly dancing is negative. It's a, you know, or Hawaiian dancing is negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the way they dance. You know, it could be seen as provocative, but that's their dance form. So same thing with timba. And so it has its own dance, and, you know, Cuban salsa now, it has evolved now to Cuban salsa. I'm telling you, I watch some of these dancers, and they move their entire body. I mean, they, with rhythm and a beat,
right?
Move, dance form.
I say I've seen them dance, and like you say, the whole body is in rhythm.
And like you said, it's vibrations. You know, what's happening?
Yes.
Music do to your body makes it vibrate. So
yeah.
You know, and we know that tones make things vibrate. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though someone that sings a high, high, high note can break glass, you know, crystal, you know, will shatter, you know, from a note. And so, you know, what we have today is we have some great talent in Cuba that's unable to come out and provide
now,
that experience to us, the American public.
Now, a question. Is there still a Castro family member still in office running the country, or is it someone else?
No, they you know, the Castro family runs Cuba. They are the dictatorship of Cuba. They assigned the president. They had elections. They had it, but there's no free press. There's no free expression. They'll put you in jail for protesting against the government. People are still in jail. You know, they've never gotten out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Fidel Castro died, and a lot of people were happy that he was dead, and they thought things were going to change, but his brother Raul Castro took over.
Mm-hmm.
Raul Castro, all of their children are like running around the world. You know, from the reports you get every once in a while, you see something come out. You know, their kids come out, you know, they're traveling and best education, best schools, best of everything, 5-star hotels where they travel. Their kids are privileged, but everybody else in Cuba can't even get a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no meat and no, even they used to ration out the food, the gasoline. Only the privileged get to have a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's cars in Cuba. They've been able to, you know, re-customize these cars without the actual equipment because they don't even make the parts for some of these cars.
Right.
They're so creative that they made their own parts, you know, to make it work. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're talking about people that are very creative in every way, but the government is the one that's holding back the progress of these people becoming independently, financially independent by their own means and work. You know, everything is controlled by the government. A lot of people will never leave because their family's there. That's why they won't leave, not because they like the government, but because they love their family. And they will not leave their family alone. And some others have left. Many have left. Many of the family has told them, go. And they're here in America. They're doing very, very well, you know. And once again, you know, this music was, they vowed that the music that we're listening tonight, now we're going to listen to some new, not some newer grooves, but some other grooves besides the Bon and Irakere that are in Cuba that also have not been able to be exposed to America, to the world, yes, they've been traveling all over South America, America, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, and Europe. But once again, it's in the USA that they cannot get a visa to come here to work. As a matter of fact, they still can't get a visa today. After 63 years of the U.S. embargo on Cuba, they cannot get a work visa in the USA if you're a musician. You have to come on a cultural program, and there's certain rules. You can't be paid a certain amount of money. In other words, if you're a musician from Cuba, you come to the U.S., you can't even get paid the union rate of a musician here in the U.S. So, you know, I thank you very much for allowing me to, you know, just bring this topic up tonight and see what people think about it. If it's something that we should, try to, change. I think that's advocating something like this for change, to change this system to allow us to hear the music of Cuba freely, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think is the main objective here, and getting support from that from your audience would be fantastic.
So we have a lot of people that's coming in the country here illegal. So are any of the Cubans coming over, you know, using that as an opportunity to come over?
Absolutely. You know, even before this, you know, while they were still allowing Cubans to seek asylum in the U.S. Before Trump, you know, because Obama had allowed, made a lot of concessions, you know, to help the Cuban people, not the government, the people. And allowing relatives from the U.S. to go visit them and their relatives in Cuba, opened up flights, you know, the international airports direct to Cuba. And so, you know, a lot of things happened, but then everything changed, you know. Changed with Ronald Reagan, and it changed, you know, obviously with Donald Trump the most, you know. And so, you know, now... Hopefully Biden gets reelected or another Democrat goes into the White House, because these Republicans, most of the Cubans, I got to say that I've ever met, are mostly all Republicans. And a lot of them are from Miami. And you know what kind of governor you got in Miami. You know who lives in Miami. So it's kind of like that vibration of that, or that frequency seems to hit that part of the world the worst.
I would have thought that a lot of the Cubans were Democrats. So you're saying a lot of them are Republicans that came over here?
Yeah, the ones that are in my, you know, most of the exiles,
Miami
Cubans, and the Cubans, I mean, throughout, you know, they're. Don't forget, you know, they always thought Republicans were for business people, they were higher class people than they're Democrats. You know, I mean, they're the money people. So, a lot of these Cubans are Trumpers, believe it or not. You know,
okay.
They came from a dictatorship, they were escaping, and they're supporting a dictatorship government, to have a dictatorship or authoritarian government in the United States. Yeah, because that's what that was all about, you know. I mean, look at how this guy praises the North Korean president and the president of China. He says, oh, they should be like that over here. That guy's there installed for life, you know. And I remember one statement that Trump made. He says, oh, wouldn't it be great if that was like that over here? You could be the president for 36 years or something like that. Yeah, that sounds like a dictatorship to me, you know. So,
well, some people call it dictatorship, and some people call it king. You know, like England got their king and queens, and.
All right. Well, you're absolutely right about that. You know, and you're absolutely right about that. So we're on Block Talk Radio. This show is live, unscripted, on what you hear is what you get. And on an iPhone microphone.
And
so on my speakerphone, and Beverly's in Detroit, I'm here in Puerto Rico. And we're coming to you live, public service program to educate and entertain about some themes in the Latin, the world of Latin music. I bring part of my story, being born in Puerto Rico, growing up in the South Bronx, moving to Southern California, and working in the south of France, so and working, you know, doing tours, concert tours in South America. So I've been in the South, and, you know, the South of the USA was discriminated against. All people of color were discriminated against, and some of our leaders to try to change that, like a Martin Luther King, or, you know, or even a Malcolm X, you know, or assassinated. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have happened in the South, you know, because of the treatment of people in the South. So, you know, I've been able to make a career out of Latin music, and I'm happy to share my story with you, Beverly. Whenever you invite me to join on Truth to Power every Thursday, 9 p.m., from 9 to 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you once again, Beverly. And we have some newer theme by old Cuban salsa groups coming up, so I hope your audience enjoys.
Yes, here we go.
Oh, No, esto es una mezcla que esto es una locura.
Yoruba andao
y salsa mayor, candela.
Mezcla de caña y café, del son de venimos.
May con su chan chan y Chucho tocando el piano. Lleva sombrero de guano, eres rumba y guayabera. Alexander Abreu, a ti se te ve por fuera el coimbre del cubano.
Tú eres de esa preciosa isla bendita del encanto. Allí los grandes son tantos que el mundo parece chico. Cheo dejó un abanico de ritmos y melodías, maelos y bedeías, con esto la voz cantando. Gilberto Santa Rosa, de Puerto Rico, Gran Combo sigue sonando más fuerte que el primer día.
Ahora sí, se soltaron los caballos. Anda, clasifica el trote.
Dale, Claudio, no lo complique. ¡Fum!
Dicen que ahora somos dos, que en el mundo están pegados.
¿Qué están pegados?
Dicen que ahora somos dos, con un baile y un zumbao.
¡Fum!
Dicen...
Dale, Claudio, no lo complique. ¡Fum!
Dicen que ahora somos dos, que en el mundo están pegados.
¿Qué están pegados?
Dicen que ahora somos dos, con un baile y un tumbao.
¡Sí!
Dicen que estamos locos.
¿Y qué?
Dicen que estamos acelerados.
Es verdad.
Casi nos llamamos iguales y los dos venimos de la escuela de la calle.
Izquierdo y derecho, con la cuchara mami y ya está hecho. Izquierdo y derecho, con la cuchara mami y ya está hecho.
Con la cuchara mami y ya está hecho. Izquierdo y derecho,
que tú quieres que yo sea es que mi cubeta es bella, isla que nos vio nacer.
Thank you again, Eddie. This is great music. And I want to the young people today, or don't have to be the young, but the people today from Cuba, are they able to listen to this, to their music here now, or is it still the same?
Well, you know, now it's different. You know, we have the internet, we have Spotify, we have YouTube, we have Pandora. All the music you're listening to tonight, I got it from, was able to access that music on YouTube.
Okay.
And so it's available now, but for 63 years, it's not been played on commercial radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
When I referred to radio, commercial television stations. Cultural stations, yes, you know, your PBS or your NPR. And on, you know, individual shows, people do have, you know, college programs and programs such as ours, you know, that, you know, have a service to educate and to entertain. You know, they play this music, but as far as popularizing it, this music is so catchy, you know, contagious, you know, to movement, you know, to the body that, you know, I think it would overpower even hip-hop music if it was done the right way with young kids. You know, right now, you the images that we see of the musicians and not in Cuba, but here in the United States, is mostly, you know, people that are, you know, in their middle ages and over, you know. It's not like young people, you know, young kids, they want to listen to Jay-Z, that girls want to listen to Beyonce, you know, and they want to listen to Rihanna, you know, so on and so on. And the Latin side, they want to listen to Bad Bunny. This is all Latin urban. The music changes. Mm-hmm. But what doesn't change in music is a dance forms. And so, you know, this has been a salsa has been a dance form taught in all the music, any music school you, you know, dance school that you go to in the world, they'll teach you how to dance salsa. They'll teach you, you know, dance bachata. They'll teach you how to say, okay, this is hip hop, you know, and as well as this is a foxtrot, this is the waltz, or this is the tango, or et cetera, the two-step. You know, so, you know, the idea of couples dancing together, you know, you only see that in the older generation of dancers. However, I've been seeing more and more of these dance competitions, and I've been seeing more and more on YouTube, you know, people in the street, you know, that are young and they're dancing to music like this, and you know, but it's in a Spanish-speaking country, like Spain, let's say. But, yes, in general, I think that, you know, the young people that are coming in from Cuba have influenced more music coming in, such as the one we just heard from Michael Blanco and Salsa Mayor from Cuba, you know, so that people could hear it, so that people can experience. And, you know, my, you know, my background has blessed me to recognize his music early on in the 70s when I first heard of it. And when Irakere won that Grammy, I was working for a Spanish radio station in San Francisco, and that's the only FM Spanish radio station in the entire West Coast. And so I was aware of this music because it was part of the San Francisco kind of like scene, you know, with the drumming and the and especially the Santeria religion. Today we can listen to it, but now I'm saying it's a dance form. And, you know, the one word that was mentioned in one of the songs that we just heard was the word guaguancó. Guaguancó is the rhythm from Cuba that is most associated with the creation of the salsa music we know today as salsa, you know, by people like Gilberto Santa Rosa, who we heard doing a timba number. He's a great salsa singer, or a salsa singer, straight salsa singer like Oscar De Leon or Mark Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have that salsa rhythm, and we think, well, you know, Sergio George is a great arranger. He arranges this new, that new phase in the 90s of the beat of dancing salsa. And then in the 80s, we had another gentleman by the name of Luis Ramirez, may he rest in peace. He created a kind of a different sound of salsa that was coming out from from the 70s, but that sound of the 70s salsa that was created in New York, has maintained as, I think, of a brand name, salsa, to go, be known worldwide. They have, just go on Google and all you have to enter is salsa festivals worldwide, and it'll give you salsa festivals from Delhi, India to Osaka, Japan, and Tokyo, and Australia, and and Dubai. So, not to mention South America, Central America, and the USA, North America, I should say, Canada and Mexico. So, salsa is a big music industry, money maker. So, as is bachata, as is now mostly Latin urban. But as people, they tend to mature a little bit, and they're into family, and they say, "Hey, let's do something different." They'll go to a dance studio and learn how to dance salsa. And then they'll go to a nightclub to dance what they learned to a live band. And, it's an experience. It's another experience. It's a natural experience. You don't need to drink or smoke or do anything to dance. You just need how to feel the music and dance to the rhythm and learn the steps. So, it's a lot of fun, and I think that salsa music, one day will come to its day of, glory. Right now we're still underground, and, pop music, hip-hop, urban music, country music, overpowers anything that the Latin community can do. So, but we're here with you tonight to bring to your audience a little taste. What's going on your show, aptly named The Truth to Power, because the truth is that the powers that be decided in the Cuban exile community that this music would not be heard on any commercial media in the USA. And then for 63 years, they've been able to accomplish that goal. But slowly, I think we will overcome.
Now you say that a lot of that came from the people from Cuba that came over here did not want that music played.
Well, their reasoning, you can imagine the hate and they had, after having to leave their home there for a tyrant, mm-hmm. Castro, and were, determined for him not to make a dime from, any of the music that was played in Cuba. As when you play something on the radio station, it has a royalty attached by a performing rights society that collects that money from television, from radio, from film, festival organizers, all theaters. They collect a royalty for the music that they play throughout the year. And if they play this music, that means that there would be a royalty paid. And that royalty would not go to the composer or to the author or to the song, the songwriter, It would go to the government of Fidel Castro. And that's what they would prevent. That was their motive for not allowing their own music.
When these entertainers, these magicians, when they went to other countries, they were getting paid for it too, even though most of the money went to the government, correct?
Correct, exactly, but not in the USA. Like I said, the Cuban exile community made sure that his music was not going to be heard. And we could say a lot of those people are gone now. People that land, they were already older mm-hmm. when they got here in the 60s. Because the family roots or the father or the grandfather didn't swore not to have this music played. They followed the family tradition, even though they know it's outdated. Mm-hmm. But, being from a family if you got a grandmother alive, and don't be playing that music around here. You know, mm-hmm. Mexican music. You know, they're playing American music.
Mm-hmm.
But this music, it's like because this music was born from that revolution. You know, the people in the U.S. cannot accept, the Cubans in the U.S. cannot accept it as their music, even though it's great music. It has nothing mm-hmm. to do with a revolution. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with spirituality. It has to do with creativity. It has to do with a God-given talent that these musicians and these composers and songwriters and singers have, you know, to interpret these rhythms and songs and make other people feel them or, you know, like them. It's pleasing to the ear. It's food for the body, you know. It's vibrations that happen that, you know, if you're into music, you feel it. But if you're not, you don't feel it. And that's just how the world is. Some people feel it and some people don't. And it's okay, you know, because I don't feel polka music, mm-hmm. you know. I don't feel polka music. Even though I can listen to it, hey, but I don't feel it, you know.
Right.
I feel this music, and you know, I hope some of your listeners like what we're doing. And once again, it's a public service. We do this. You know,
yes.
There's no advertising. There's no money being mm-hmm. exchanged here. There's no favors. We do this because of the love of the music, and to bring a message to everyone to say, hey, you know, did you know about this? Did you know about this
right.
person? And Beverly, how is your experience with, you know, having these conversations with a Puerto Rican from the South Bronx, born in Puerto Rico,
yes,
in the South, to travel? How has it been for you as a, you know, an African American woman from Detroit that had no idea of any music?
Yes, I mean, very educational, very enlightening. I'm really enjoying the music, you know. It's historical, you know, and it really shows you that music lives on. So a lot of the artists are gone, but the music still sounds as good today as it did back then.
I agree. That music is forever. People like, Tito Pere, Hilton Ruiz, Dave Valentin, Mongo Santa Maria. So many are gone, you know. Even we haven't, you know, there's an Argentine artist that I want to play. We want to do a program about him someday. A tenor saxophonist by the name of Gato, G-A-T-O, which it means cat. That's the meaning of this, the definition of cat, an animal. His stage name, Gato Barbieri, an Argentinian who made some great music, commercialized it, even became popular music in the American radio, jazz, smooth jazz radio world.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to ask him, well, you know, because it wasn't jazz, it wasn't Latin, it wasn't pop, you know, they would say, hey, Gato, what kind of music do you play? And he would say, I play Gato music, you know, it's like from his head, you know, this is coming from him. And may he rest in peace. A great, great, great people like that, you know, once you hear them, you say, wow, what incredible talent. So that's what we're trying to do. We're bringing some of the music through your program, Truth to Power.
Mm-hmm.
The people that ordinarily not be exposed to any. You can only hear this on WD Show, Truth to Power, on Blog Radio. I don't think anybody else is doing something like what we're doing, speaking truth to power and bringing the music to the people and having a conversation about it. So we have some interesting stuff coming up now on the next set.
Okay.
These are groups. We have Alfredo de la Fe, a new release by him, you know. We have, you know, some newer material that I think, you know, your audience might appreciate. And this, you know, then we'll you know, think about live, just mentioned about the next group. You know, it's a group, they are here in America. They are, this is a group made up of Cubans that live in Miami that have been able to get a little bit of traction because
okay.
they're from here.
All right. So
they won't get played on the radio because of the rhythm. But they're here in the United States. And, you know, they're making some headway. I love them. I think they're doing the right thing. And so any chance I get to see them perform live, I'll be there. I haven't seen them live yet, but I've been listening to their music for a few years. And the group is called Timbalive, T-I-M-B-A-L-I-V-E. You know, people might look at it and say, oh, I don't know how to pronounce that. But it's Timba, T-I-M-B-A, Live, L-I-V-E, but they have it all together, so it's Timba Live.
Okay.
It's not Timba Live, you know, not a Spanish word. So, further ado, we'll hear some Timba Live, and then we'll hear Alfredo de la Fe on violin with Cuerda de Calle, and then we have more violins coming up with Los Bambán. The last number, Tembe Tumbe Timba, we already played it, so we'll be coming back to you after these next three songs. Beverly, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Bueno, ya llegué con Timbalay. Claro, Robertón. Que llevo Roberto, pide por esa boca, mira que ya estoy aquí.
Aprenda.
tu momento. Dale movimiento, no te reprima, este es tu momento.
Y yo me siento happy, y yo me siento light.
Mueve la cintura, dale movimiento, no te reprima, este es tu momento.
Hey Juan, dice mi amigo Cucurucho que seguimos poniéndola. desde tiempos de antaño surgieron ritmos que ya causaron gran sensación. Como fueron el mambo, el son, la cumbia, el danzonete y el charletón. Y así la gente se contagiaba con una música singular. Que con buen gusto a todos llegaba, incitándolos a bailar. Pero al pasar el tiempo todo fue cambiando y en la actualidad, ay, 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 ahora es mejor.
Ahora es mejor de hablar.
Quédate tranquilo, yo.
Ahora es mejor de hablar.
Por eso ahora con este songo a todo el mundo quiero expresar. Que sí, que sí, que sí, que sí se puede bailar de todo. Ser tan burdo ni chabacán. Que la alegría y la picardía no se confundan en tu cantar. Con todo aquello que nada aporte a nuestra música popular. Ahora defiende todas tus tradiciones, no las traiciones, porque así
ya no podrán hablar.
Ya no, ya no, ya no, ya no podrán hablar.
Ya no podrán hablar.
Tendrán que confiar, te van a respetar. Hey.
Ya no podrán hablar. Cada vez como vengo.
Ahí.
Sigo ahí. Por eso me mantengo.
Y ahora vengo como vengo. Tengo lo que tengo y sigo ahí. Por eso me mantengo.
Cada vez como vengo.
Suave.
Sigo ahí. Por eso me mantengo.
Si a la gente. Y a la gente le encanta mi salsa.
Cada vez como vengo.
Suave.
Sigo ahí. Por eso
mi
me
música
mantengo.
Le gusta a la mamita y a todas las señoritas.
Sí, sí.
Está buena para bailar.
Cada vez como vengo. Sigo ahí. Por eso me mantengo.
De que sigo ahí, sigo ahí. Con mi música elegante, un poquitico picante. Y al final, no hay quien la aguante. A todos mis amigos les digo,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
A mis hermanos los que crecieron conmigo,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
El pueblo de Cuba ha sido testigo,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
De las tristezas, alegrías que he vivido,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
Tú que no creías y no, no,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
Y ahora te veo rezando, pidiéndole a Dios,
ay Dios. Por eso me mantengo.
Yo siempre estaba en tu preferencia,
ay,
y ahora
Dios, por eso me mantengo.
Nico, que no me cambie la emisora,
ay, Dios, por eso me mantengo.
Dice que no me cambie la emisora,
ay, Dios, por eso me mantengo.
Ay,
Dios, por eso me mantengo.
To the music from Cuba that at one time could not be heard and or played in America, but we can hear it and enjoy it now. A lot of drums, a lot of bongos, you know, that's dealing with that heart chakra. I love it. And we want to thank Eddie Rodriguez for bringing this music to us.
Thank you, everybody. The power. It's a great experience. Throughout the years, I think we, during a pandemic, and Hispanic Heritage Month project, and talking about black artists and Latin music, which a lot of people didn't know that a lot of Latin music stars were Afro-Latinos. They were black and treated as any African-American was treated, any person of color was treated in any workplace or in the South. Or, went through the same experiences as any Afro-American, except that these Afro-Latinos spoke a different language.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got the same treatment. So, and that was the topic that was interesting. And we've just kept going. We've done so many different programs that can be found on the archives. The blogtalkradio.com, Truth to Power, a lot of these programs are available. And that was something that I wanted to do, just to document some of these different aspects of Latin music, not just playing Latin music for people to hear Latin music, but have a purpose or a story behind it.
Yeah.
And so far we've been able to accomplish that. I want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show. This is your program, and once again, it's a pleasure to share this experience, the music, with you and your audience. So the last number, once again, we just heard it from Los Von Von. They add a spirit, those drums, the violin, the horns, bass, an incredible combination of sounds.
You're kind of fading away, Eddie. It sounds like you in the Matrix.
Okay, how about now?
Now we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying that the mixture, the combination of all those different rhythms and instruments make for an incredible sound and make the body move. And I think that's what it's all about, feeling happy, something that hits you inside, that pushes a button that says, hey, wow, I like this. This sounds good. I can move to it, I can tap my feet. And everybody can tap their feet. Once again, I wanted to thank you for allowing us to come to your show, and we don't have too much time left, but anyone that wants to comment on any of the music that we've played tonight, you can go to you can message me on LinkedIn, Eddie Rodriguez, Latin Works Music. That's Latin, LATIN Works, WORKS Music, MUSIC, Eddie Rodriguez, EDDIE Rodriguez with a Z. And Beverly, it's time for us to play our last set. So thank you once again for inviting me to the show, and better love.
Thank you for definitely opening us up to this wonderful music. And I can't wait till you are able to bring some of the Latin artists to our festivals that we have every year in Detroit. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be an honor and a pleasure. And I want to thank you once again for bringing this music to a community, your audience that would ordinarily not listen to something that's Latin because it may be in Spanish. And the operative word there is, well, I don't understand what they're saying, but,
you can
the music,
understand the music. Yeah.
But you can understand the music, and that's what it's all about, the music.
Yeah.
So thank you for allowing me to have this conversation with you, and I'm looking forward to next week's show, and we'll continue this mission to bring a little bit of joy to those lives with some great Latin music.
Yes, thank you. Thank us. Thank listeners for listening. We'll be back next Thursday, same time. Better love.
Let's go.
Hoy te pasaré a buscar. Cuando salgas de la oficina, ponte linda, ponte divina, con el vestido que me fascina. Tú me tienes loco, baby, nadie como tú es tan sexy. Te quiero enamorar como el primer día. No hacen falta excusa pa' celebrar, cualquier día es bueno pa' disfrutar. Esto tan bonito entre tú y yo, esta noche es ideal. Y nos hablamos por texto, el calor está subiendo, tú me enciendes, yo te enciendo, tú me tienes.